Show, VCMPI, VCRPD.
Okay, you not only forgot one, but you forgot two this time. So, okay, I've got the VA3PAJ, and also, let me see, VA3HRY that you forgot.
Boy, I did get the PAJ. I did get PAJ. He did come back saying, what's the world? Well, we can certainly move on to VA3HRY. Yep, I think you're right about that. I did miss you, Henry. Please don't get mad at me. Go ahead, sir. The mic is yours.
Yeah, very good, Pete. Yeah, VA3HRY down here in Windsor, what we call the banana belt of Canada. Enjoyed blue skies today with about 10 or 12 Celsius. I don't remember. But went for a nice walk with only a light jacket, and it was perfect. Wind was really low. So not much more to report. Pete, I looked you up in QRZ, and I recognized your last name, Duhamel. Back in the mid-90s, Canada had champion motorcycle racer, world champion, Miguel Duhamel. And I'll never forget him. His he was in the Superbike division, I believe. I think he raced for Honda. So I just took notice of the name. VE3YPD, VA3HLY, and hello to everyone listening.
VE3RHRY, E3YPD, net control, returning. Yes, Miguel Duhamel. As far as I know, there is no affiliation to myself, but hey, who knows, right? Enjoyed his motorcycle racing back in the day as well. Watched a few of his races, and quite relentless. He was awesome motorcycle racer, that's for sure, and thanks for those memories. All right, let's move on to, oh boy, I'm totally lost here. I'm going to take a whack at this. I'm going to go with VA4CJP. I don't know. I did actually go to you, but you never came back, so we'll give it a shot here. What's going on there, Earl Colin? Mike is yours. Nope, not happening. It must have walked away. All right, let's move on to V5GTW, George from Rockinville. V5, this is Saskatchewan. Go ahead. Mike is yours, sir.
Good evening, everybody, and this is my first time on the net. It's nice to have you guys join us on 9300. It's always interesting to listen to other nets and, like you say, find out what's going on across the country, meet new people. I am pleasantly retired, have been for the last decade or two, and love every minute of it. Our weather is pretty much the same as it is all across Saskatchewan. We're looking for snow. I think it's been freezing rain outside, which isn't pleasant. And I'm hoping that it will clear up before Saturday because we have a club meeting. Have about three or four of them a year. We're scattered all the way from southern Saskatchewan up into the central north, and we don't get together all that often as much as we'd like. But other than that, done the fall stuff, all except for one apple tree that doesn't want to let go its leaves, so everything else is raked up except for the one tree. And guess that's about it, really. I do have to make a comment that I do hate missing people on the call list. Have done that a few times, and yep, got a red face for it. But that's part of the net. Thanks for calling it, and thanks for including me, and have yourself a great day from oil can capital of the world, Rokenville, Saskatchewan.
Very good, George. Yeah. Good question. Back to you. Where is Rokenville, Saskatchewan? Is it like mid, south, north, northern Saskatchewan, or clue me in here?
We are in southeastern Saskatchewan, slightly north of the Trans-Canada Highway, about 10 or 15 kilometers west of the Manitoba-Saskatchewan border, and we're the oil can capital of the world. They used to make oil cans here back during the war, and apparently they were shipped all around the world, used mainly for lubrication of steam engine or trains, wheels and axles and stuff like that. Yeah, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You're close to the Manitoba-Saskatchewan border. Very good. Thanks for that answer. All right, before I move on to the question of the evening, let's go for one more set of check-ins. Please come now with your name, call sign, and location. This is Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta, your net control for this evening. All right, well, I guess that will be it for the check-ins. We'll come back on the check-ins a little bit later, but let's move on to the second part of this net, which is the question of the evening. And that question is, well, it's all about time travel. If time travel did exist, what time frame would you travel to? Would it be the past, the future? That's the question of the evening. Oh, the second part of that is why? Why would you travel to that time period? Where to start? Top or bottom? Yeah, we'll go from the top. C3MPI, time travel. You go into the past, or you go into the future, and why are you going, where are you going? Mic is yours.
Yeah, very good, Pete. V3YPD in the group on V3NPI. Well, I think that's a pretty good question. And myself, personally, I think I'd go back maybe 120, 125 years back, for a simple reason that they did not have as many laws that back then as we have today, and the world was not as crazy as it is today. So that's about it. So back to you, V3YPD from V3NPI.
All right, V3NPI is going back in the past. Yeah. I'm getting a little broken up with that, but you go in the past or you go in the future? That's a very tough question. All right, let's not forget VE3TKG this time. OTW was out, so it's to you, TKG, Murray. You going in the past or you going in the future, and why?
I think I'd go back, go ahead to the future, because the past is not been all that great, and I don't know if the future's going to be any better, but I guess we could always hope. That's about the only reason I'd go with the future, is that hoping that there'd be some world peace and less friction. VE3TKG, back to the net.
V3 to KG, V3 RPD control returning. All right. I got a future. I kind of don't blame you either. I'm kind of stuck on the past, or do I go to the future? That's really, I haven't made up my mind on that. Let's see what KC5RGL thinks about that. Past to future. Lewis, mic is yours.
Time travel is one of my favorite topics. I've seen all the movies about time travel, most of the popular ones. I would say maybe Deja Vu, which really isn't purely time travel, but it's a very interesting movie, if you've heard of it. Denzel Washington is the main character, who's one of my favorite actors, by the way. Well, theoretically, you cannot travel into the future as we understand physics. You can theoretically travel into the past, but then you have something called the grandfather paradox, which basically states that if you disturb anything in the past, then the present as we know it wouldn't exist. So just, it's, you know, really interesting stuff. But if I could choose, if it were possible, future or past, I guess I'd try to go back in the past, although you might be tempted to change things. And there are definitely a few things I would do differently. I would not change it, but it would be interesting to see my past as I knew it then from my position now as a 74-year-old aging male. So I'll just leave it at that. KC5RJL, back to net.
KC5RJL, V3 IPD listening. Very good, yeah. I don't actually know that you can travel to the future, but I guess it was kind of a hypothetical question. I guess it'd be kind of cool to travel to the future to know, as TKJ said, is the future going to be better than what we have now, kind of thing? Being in time frame of now, past, and future. I think it'd be still cool to see what happens in the future, you know, computers, AI, and all that good stuff. I think it'd be pretty cool to know to what extent the future holds, I guess you could say. All right, let's move on to V1EP, past the future. We'll stick to that. And why?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Turned 73 today. I think I've had a choice. I think I'd go back to Christ time and see what he did, and perhaps we can become more like him. Go ahead.
Have you any PVs through IPD returning? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Actually, what brought up this topic in my head was I've been watching Outlander on Netflix, and it's based on the past, and this woman travels back into, what is it, 1745 or something like that, back in Scotland, and she goes through the whole Civil War that back then, I think it was a Civil War, maybe not, I'm not sure, but very interesting for sure. All right, let's move on to V3PAJ. Where are you going? Are you going in the past or are you going in the future? Mic is yours.
Yeah, You know, it's kind of funny because you think of the past, you'd be comfortable because you, if you did well in history, you would know what to expect. The future, you really wouldn't have a clue, but my curiosity would take me to the future. I'm always looking to see what's around that next corner. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. I think I would head to the future just to, but I'd want to go far enough not to really